You're with SBS Radio.
From haze to hail in just a matter of days. After being shrouded in thick bushfire smoke for weeks, Parliament House was transformed into more of a winter wonderland as a massive thunderstorm swept through Canberra. While it provided international visitors with a unique sight, the storm also caused widespread chaos in the nation's capital. Buildings suffered flooding and water damage, dozens of cars were pounded by hailstones, and hundreds of homes left without power. In the Blue Mountains west of Sydney, a 24-year-old man and a 16-year-old boy are being treated in hospital after a lightning strike. Further south, the weather had already wreaked havoc in Victoria as hailstones rained down. Hail smashed car windows and wind gusts of up to 100 kilometres an hour uprooted trees. State Response Controller Alistair Drayton says the State Emergency Service was kept busy.
1,500 requests for assistance were received by the SES yesterday, and look, there's still a large number being worked through this morning.
According to forecaster Kevin Parkin, the direction and intensity of the storm caught the Bureau of Meteorology by surprise.
Most of our weather we expect to come from the north or the west, whereas this particular thunderstorm developed out over the Yarra Valley and came in and, if you like, bit us from behind, came in from the east.
Rainfalls of more than 50 millimetres did help suppress bushfires in the east of the state. But Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says muddy conditions also present new challenges.
With much more dangerous conditions for heavy machinery, I'll give you one example, there was a section of the Princes Highway that was planned to be open today. It cannot be open today because there's been some landslides and some other rain. Some other issues that have been directly related to the amount of rainfall. We've had that storm activity over the last 24 hours.
Meanwhile, Victorian Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp warns it's by no means the end of the bushfire threat.
You know, it's so dry, you know, it's been so long without rain, particularly in East Gippsland, that once we move into more of a drying cycle, it will buy us some time. I think that's the best we can say at this point.
In New South Wales, residents in fire and drought-affected areas are urged to remain vigilant by Bureau of Meteorology forecaster Gabrielle Woodhouse.
With the fire and drought conditions, it means that quite a lot of the vegetation is quite weakened, and this means that trees and tree branches are going to be much more likely to come down with thunderstorms, whether it's due to wind gusts or due to a bit of heavy rain or hail.
Coming so soon after massive dust storms blanketed towns in the central west of the state, the conditions are reinforcing Australia's reputation as a nation of meteorological extremes. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.